We are Facebook Live right now with Asaf Bartow, Senior Program Officer for the Wikimedia Foundation. We've just gone live, so we're still anticipating questions, but because this will be documented on Facebook as a video, we will start off with a couple of questions on our own. First of all, Asaf, welcome to India.
Thank you.
And could you tell us a little bit about your mission here in India?
Certainly. So my name is Asaf. I work for the Wikimedia Foundation, the nonprofit that operates Wikipedia. And I'm here in India this time to build capacity. That is to help in the Indian Wikimedia communities of volunteers to get better at doing something important. In this case, this time I'm focused on technical skills with newer Wikimedia technologies. Wikidata is a big part of that, but we'll also discuss other newer tools that I think in India have not generally been embraced.
Okay, and how well do you think we Indians have taken to Wikidata?
Wikidata is a fairly new project. The development started in 2012, and it only began publishing a kind of workable, usable version in 2013, so it's still very young, and certainly much younger than Wikipedia. So adoption is growing all over the world, even in India, but overall I would say that compared to the size of the Indian communities, there has been slow adoption of Wikidata in India. And I think part of that is because Wikidata is a different animal. It's not Wikipedia, and it's not so much like Wikipedia. It's really a different product with a different mindset.
And some would argue that there's been a perception that it's quite complex to take to Wikidata. Do you think this is a popular perception all over the world? And if so, like, how would you address that?
Yes, I do think it's popular. I think it's very easy to feel that Wikidata is really hard, really complicated, or really technical, that you have to be a programmer or very, very technical to understand Wikidata. The good news are that that is not correct. Wikidata is not actually more technical than Wikipedia. If you deal with Wikipedia and are okay with templates and references and footnotes and all kinds of formatting that we use on Wikipedia, you will definitely be able to deal with Wikidata. The bad news are that just staring at Wikidata, it's hard to understand what it is, what it's for, how to start using it, what happens if I click the wrong thing, all the things that we usually wonder about and that you probably wondered about Wikipedia when you first encountered it. It's not so easy to just intuitively grasp. And it could be made easier maybe with some tutorials or some better instructional material. But right now, when you just go to Wikidata and try to get how it works, it's hard. So once you get over that obstacle of getting the general idea, I think it's actually less complicated than Wikipedia. And I'm here in India to try and help as many communities as possible to get over that initial unfamiliarity obstacle.
And do you think that any global communities have been, you know, pioneers of it? And how can Indian Wikipedians learn from that?
Yes. Well, Wikidata was developed by Wikimedia Germany. So because of that reason, and also because a lot of Germans were involved with some of the predecessor projects for Wikidata, Semantic Media Wiki and other projects of structuring knowledge. A lot of Germans were involved with those earlier projects as well, so there was a big base to build on. So naturally, the German community has embraced Wikidata fairly significantly, and some other Western European communities are very well represented among Wikidata volunteers. The Dutch, the French, The English-speaking world in general has adopted Wikidata, British volunteers in particular. I think Indian communities, like any other community, can embrace Wikidata. Wikidata is useful in India. It is useful for small languages. Many of the Indic languages could benefit greatly from Wikidata in ways that actually matter more for a smaller language than they do for, say, English or German. So there's actually even specific potential of Wikidata for the Indic language communities. In, for example, keeping a lot of data up to date on Wikipedia using Wikidata, taking that data from Wikidata, so that if someone updates the, I don't know, population of a city in Brazil, anywhere in the world, the article about that city in Brazil in, say, the Punjabi Wikipedia can be automatically up to date, even without any Punjabi speaker updating that piece of information. That, for example, is a big advantage for smaller communities.
And when it comes to Indian communities in particular, we see that it's often they engage thanks to the little shared communities of interest that they create amongst themselves. They work in groups. Do you think such an engagement, such a mode of engagement is possible with Wikidata? With Wikipedia, we've seen it become a rage, and it's quite successful in keeping people motivated to keep editing. Do you think the same is possible with Wikidata?
Certainly, it's possible. And in pretty much the same ways that worked for Wikipedia. So Wikipedia itself, as a piece of software, doesn't really give you that kind of group, birds of a feather functionality. People just created that for themselves. They started a page and they gave it the title Wiki Project Classical Music. And voila, suddenly there's a place for people who are interested in classical music to congregate, to discuss, to create to-do lists, to create, I don't know, picture of the day, sound of the day, etc., related to classical music. That's something that you can do on Wikipedia in exactly the same way you can do it on Wikidata. Wikidata also has wiki projects. It collects people who are interested in data about particular things, whether it's about a country or a language or a culture or even something much more specific, like, for example, the Malayalam cinema is a fairly specific topic, and people from all over the world, not necessarily from India, can collaborate on creating and modeling data about Malayalam cinema on Wikidata. So the same mechanisms really can work here. And because Wikidata is more universal and multilingual, there's actually even more grounds for collaboration than on Wikipedia, which requires texts, i.e. narrative, i.e. something written in a particular language.
Okay, so that's basically been our Facebook Live, and we've had up to 5 people watching, and we haven't had any questions so far. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us in terms of what you're looking forward to seeing in India, apart from your work, of course?
Well, if you live in one of the cities that I'm going to be visiting, and we'll paste the link, right, to the agenda below this Facebook Live thing. So look it up, and if you are available on one of the dates or cities that I'm going to be in, I invite you to attend the event and meet me in person. Other than that, no, I just want you to continue doing the good work you've all been doing. India has been growing in terms of Wikimedia work very determinedly over the last few years, despite a lot of challenges, organizational, bureaucratic, whatever, political tensions. The communities are growing and are developing and are innovating programmatically, and it's a joy to see.
All right. Thank you so much, Asaf. We look forward to engaging with you further, and thank you so much for doing this Facebook Live, your first Facebook Live.
Yes, and also Shahal's first Facebook Live. He's from the Cuteness Association.
Thank you.
Thank you.